Eritrea continues its crackdown on illegal Christian worship. Ramadan ends in the Muslim world. Christians are breathing easier. And a house church leader is taken into custody in China. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Eritrea's opposition of evangelical Christians continues. Since May 2002, evangelical believers have been under persecution for meeting in illegal places of worship. Open Doors' Paul Esterbrook says,
"The only churches that the state has approved are the Orthodox churches, the Catholic churches, and Lutheran churches. So all other Protestants have been declared illegal, partially because they have not been allowed to register."
So around 2,800 believers have been imprisoned without a trial, sentence, or representation. Now, Esterbrook says, more oppression's coming.
There was a government meeting that called on all the citizens of the country to inform the police of any illegal gatherings of Christians in their neighborhoods.
Just recently, a believer died because of poor conditions and lack of medical attention, bringing the number of believers dying in prison to 4 this year. Despite this, Esterbrook says the evangelical church is growing. Meanwhile, Christians are concerned about a court ruling in Pakistan that's allowed 13 Pakistanis to be freed on bail. International Christian Concern says a Pakistani court granted bail to 13 Muslims, including radical clerics who incited mob attacks against Christians, killing 11 and leaving 40 Christians homeless. ICC Regional Director of Africa in the Middle East, Jonathan Racho, says,
"This just shows how Muslims are attacking Christians with impunity. We are really disturbed because this is a decision which is given by Lahore High Court, which is supposed to be standing for justice and human rights."
Racho says Muslims are responding to a move of the spirit there.
"Many Muslims are turning to Christ and thousands are coming to Christianity because Islamic extremism is offering them craziness in the country. So many are coming to Christianity for answer. They are coming to Christianity looking for peace."
He's asking you to pray and contact the Pakistani embassy. Contact information is available at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. Islam's holiest month of Ramadan ended yesterday. Now, as Muslims celebrate Eid al-Fitr, their three-day festival to break their fast, Christians breathe a collective sigh of relief after a tense month. ION Network's Rody Rodehaver says Ramadan is a tough time for Christians.
"It is a time when Muslims who are moderate become much more aggressive about their faith and seem to see this as a time to be aggressive as they deal with Christians. And also, I think it has psychological and emotional effect is from the fact of not eating and people get grumpy."
In Egypt, Rodehaver says Christians were careful not to offend Muslims. Now that Ramadan is over, believers are hoping the spiritual time for Muslims will provide opportunities to talk about faith. But
one has to build relationships where people have a sense of who you are and see you as someone who is just sharing a wonderful thing that's happened in your life and that could make a difference in their life.
Pray these opportunities come to pass. Next, a government crackdown on house churches in China led to the recent abduction of Pastor Hua Weiqi. China Aid reports Pastor Hua was forced into a government car and then taken into police custody. Last week, officials raided Hua's tent-making ministry in Beijing, part of China's increased pressure on house churches. Pray for the lawful release of Pastor Hua. Pray also for protection over China's house churches. And finally, in the former Soviet Union, the once wide-open door for the gospel seems to be slowly shutting. But Russian Ministries reports next-generation Christians in Moldova have sparked renewed hope. At the Lighter 2009 Youth Arts Festival held recently, young artists performed their music and other original works of art. The festival offered these young people a chance to worship, draw close to God, and become involved in some form of ministry. Pray for these young people as they spark revival across the region. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. John Piper says missions exist because worship doesn't. To help keep your mind on worship, Mission Network News is making available the Chris Tomlin CD, Hello Love, for a gift of any amount. This CD is full of songs that will remind you that we're created to worship. Get your Chris Tomlin CD at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.